This is breaking news. Breaking news from The Athletic.
The only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys indeed?
We're back here on The Athletic, and we have some more breaking Cowboys news. I'm Kent Garrison, the producer of About Them Cowboys, with my co-host of About Them Cowboys, and it's been less than a day since we've been on here talking about breaking news. Dak Prescott got franchise tagged earlier. We discussed that, so be sure and check out that little conversation if you haven't. But Byron Jones is no longer a Dallas Cowboy. The Miami Dolphins absolutely breaking the bank to acquire cornerback Byron Jones to a massive contract that reportedly is going to pay him $82 million, including $57 million guaranteed, $40 million in the first 2 years, and an average of $17 million per year. So I'm welcoming in Father John Mishoda and Kevin KT Turner to talk about this all. KT, you weren't there for the Dak convo earlier, but man, immediate reactions to Byron. This is huge.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew, I felt very confident that he wasn't going to be coming back here, and kind of had a feeling he had the chance to be a market-setting cornerback. Looking at Twitter as that was all kind of going down, I saw James Bradbury, the cornerback from the Panthers, go to the Giants, and his deal was about $3 at $45 million with the guaranteed money around $32 million. And I went, okay, so if Bradbury's making $15 million average a year, Byron's going to top that. And that's what happened. Huge deal for Byron. Good for Byron. He's going to get paid up front pretty good too, it looks like, with, you know, the guaranteed money that's basically going to pay him, you know, really, if you want to really slim it down, $2 at $40 million, you know, for the first couple of years. So really, really not surprised that this is what happened. And look, the Dolphins are getting a good player. The Cowboys had no interest in keeping Byron, and we've been reading the tea leaves on this. Kind of been listening to John and following John's lead, reading his articles all these months. Just never seemed like the Cowboys were serious about bringing Byron back, and didn't want to pay that price, and maybe they can save that money and go somewhere else, and we'll talk about who they might try to go get with this money that they're saving by not signing Byron.
Yeah, well, I had three takeaways from when I first saw this. One is that the Cowboys were never going to come close to paying him that amount of money. Like, they wanted him back if it was going to be somewhat of a team-friendly deal, but they were never going to come close to that number. And so when you see that, it's not like you're losing a guy that's kind of, if it was close, he would have stayed with the Cowboys. But he was going to the highest bidder. It sounds like it came down to the Dolphins and the Raiders. They got kind of in a bidding war, and that's good for a player like that. And it's never bad to be the best player at your position when you hit free agency, and that's clearly the case for Byron Jones. Not many people would have thought that maybe just a few months ago, that somebody that hasn't had any interceptions in the last two seasons was about to become the highest paid defensive back in football. That was one takeaway. Second was, if you're a Cowboys fan, you should be at least pleased in the fact that he didn't go to another NFC East team, because other NFC East teams like the Eagles were interested. I'm sure the Giants had some interest with Jason Garrett being over there now. And so there was a chance that, you know, he could have stayed in the division. So that, if you're a Cowboys fan, that has to be some good news that he's going over to the AFC East. And then the other thing was, I just got to pat myself on the back a little bit here, because all the people out there that every time I said that this was one of the most talented rosters last season and that they should have been a much better team, and all those people out there that always questioned me and said, well, maybe the roster isn't that talented. Well, as this free agency unravels, you're going to see how talented this roster was. And it's going to make you also look at it from a standpoint of, man, they had all this talent last year and they couldn't even win that awful division. Like, those are the things that stand out to me, because, hey, this is just Byron right now. Wait till we see what Robert Quinn gets. Wait till we see what Amari Cooper gets, whether it be with the Cowboys or somebody else. Malik Collins, there's plenty of guys here, are these 25 unrestricted free agents they have in this group. You're going to see just how talented that roster was last year and just how much they underperformed.
Yeah, and also, like, it doesn't matter whether it's Cooper. I'm glad you brought up the NFC East, because that immediately I started thinking about Amari Cooper. And personally, I think it's a mistake that they even let Amari Cooper get to the open market. But, you know, maybe they didn't have all the say in that, and I know how that works with negotiations. But I immediately have my eyes on the Eagles for Amari Cooper, because they are a team who could be interested in wide receiver. And that's where I immediately went, man, we're talking about Byron not going to the East. That's great. But I immediately thought about Amari Cooper. And I don't know if that's where your mind went. But when that deal was made, I was like, okay, they better sign Amari, because we could be looking at a situation where if they let Byron and Amari Cooper go, this is going to end up looking like one of the worst off seasons they've had in a long time, if that happens. There's a lot of pressure on this team to keep Amari Cooper because they just haven't done anything else so far.
Yeah, if they lose him as well, you're almost looking at, like, it's going to seem like it's like a rebuild type thing. Because even if, let's say, you address wide receiver at 17, to expect that guy to come in, whoever it is, I mean, I don't care which receiver it is out of this draft, to expect him to come in and kind of pick up where Amari left off as, you know, I know he faded down the stretch, but I mean, you're talking about a guy, he's been to the Pro Bowl four times. He you know, he's one of the better receivers in the league, and he's a veteran, and he's a guy that instantly built a good rapport with Dak Prescott. And I think that's why, if things are close, he's going to stay with the Cowboys. I think he really likes it here, and I think he likes what they have offensively, and so that makes a lot of sense. But if you lose him, regardless, even if it is the Eagles or if it isn't in the NFC East, you just get so much thinner on offense. Now, they did re-sign, or they gave an extension to Blake Jarwin today. That obviously helps in your passing game. But I do feel like they'll have Randall Cobb back, and then you have Michael Gallup. But still, we saw at the beginning of 2018 how receiver by committee was, and it did not work out well. Now, is Dak a better player now than he was at the beginning of 2018? Sure. But at the same time, like, receiver needs to be addressed if you aren't re-signing Amari Cooper. And so I'm interested to see who's in on the bidding now. I didn't think it would come to this. Like you said, KT, I'm surprised by this. I thought for sure that they would get a deal done with him, knowing that Dak was always going to get the franchise tag because the two sides just weren't close there. So there's a lot that could possibly change here in the next few days and have some major implications on the draft, because I'm a guy that really believes that this draft has to be very defense heavy. But I've always been saying that under the assumption that Amari Cooper was going to be back. If you lose Amari Cooper, you have to start looking at receiver as early as 17.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's still dangerous if you don't do anything at cornerback, too. You know, that's another reason you want to keep Cooper, is because, you know, maybe if you don't have to go at wide receiver, you can address something else. You know, we've talked about it. I think you might have been the first one that brought it to my attention that Amari Cooper's made comments about not liking the cold weather. So it's had my head spinning on a couple of things. And one thing the 49ers did today, they made that trade of DeForest Buckner, got the number 13 pick in the draft. But I was thinking, you know, the 49ers, if they don't sign Emmanuel Sanders, who has said he wants to stay there, man, Amari Cooper would be such a good fit for them. So that's a target. I don't know if they have got the money, but I thought it was interesting that they got rid of DeForest Buckner and didn't want to sign him, continue to build up that defense. I have to go see if the money's right, but Amari Cooper to San Francisco is a target that would make a lot of sense for a number of reasons. And, you know, I thought about weather. I was like, oh, Philadelphia may not be the place for him because he's talked about not wanting to play in the cold. But, man, here would make a lot of sense. Obviously, he said he wants to stay, but San Francisco is a team that's kind of caught my attention. Someone in that win now area who might be like, hey, we got to go. This could be a guy we could go take care of. Hey, I want to get your thoughts, because this happened while we were kind of started talking about this. Jimmy Graham signed with the Bears. What are your thoughts on the Blake Jarwin contract? 3 years, $24 million, ends up getting $9.5 million guaranteed. What were your immediate thoughts on that?
My immediate thought was that he has to be tight end one now. I mean, I think that averages out, what, $8 million a year? I'm not a math guy, but it seems like that seems close.
Yeah.
So if you're paying him that, I would think that that's your tight end one. And so, you know, I don't know what that means for Jason Witten, whether it's that, you know, his time here is officially done, or if he's willing to come back and take a little bit lesser of a role. But to make a commitment like that to Blake Jarwin says that he is a part of your future going forward. And that's not, you know, obviously his strength is a pass catcher. And so, I look at a guy that's caught 6 touchdown passes over the last 2 seasons. And I think, put in the right situation here now that he's obviously used to playing with several guys in this team, I think he's a guy that if he's used in the right way and he gets enough touches, I think he could be a guy that has 6 touchdown catches in one season, let alone in 2. And so there's upside there. And so, I think I'm fine with the move. I know that they like him. It didn't surprise me that they got something done with him, because I know that, you know, I saw that they were talking to several different guys today. It wasn't just about Dak and Amari. And so obviously he was one of them. And why not get some of your money right now? And hey, man, that's a great deal for him, considering that he was an undrafted rookie free agent. He comes on, he was on the practice squad. He was had to be signed onto the the full-time roster, because if he didn't, the Eagles were about to sign him. And so that's how he got onto the Cowboys roster a couple years ago. And then, you know, he had that breakout game 2 years ago against the Giants in New York, where he was NFC Player of the Week. And it just seems like things have just kind of been going in the right direction for him. It just, his opportunities have been limited. So I would think if you're making that kind of financial commitment to him, that there's going to be a little bit more commitment to him in the offense as well.
I thought it was a pretty shrewd deal too. I mean, 9.5 guaranteed is not much. You know, 3 at 24 looks like a big deal for tight end, you know, around that area. I think Jimmy Graham just signed 2 at 16 with $9 million guaranteed for the Bears. Now, I would rather have Blake Jarwin, I think, at 3 at 24 and 9.5 guaranteed than that deal of Jimmy Graham. But let's go before we get out of here. This Byron news is he signs with Miami. Record-setting contract for a cornerback in terms of guaranteed money at $57 million. Byron really going to be making right around $17 to $18 million a year. 5-year, $82 million are the hard numbers on that, and $57 guaranteed. What is the Cowboys' target? Obviously, we know Amari Cooper. We've talked about Amari Cooper. You think some of this is about maybe trying to get Robert Quinn back? And do you think the Robert Quinn market was set with Jason Pierre-Paul signing with the Bucs at 2 at 27 today?
It might be. I know that they like Robert Quinn a lot, and I'm not going to say that, you know, as if all money was equal, I'm not saying that they absolutely love Robert Quinn more than Byron Jones. It just, I think they've felt all along with Byron Jones's age and where he's at in his career compared to Robert Quinn's age and where he is in his career, that it'd be more likely that they could re-sign Quinn. And obviously after the season he had last year, 11.5 sacks, leads the team. Yeah, there's going to be a serious effort to try and bring him back. And so I think that's one guy to definitely take a look at. I've seen some reports come out about Chris Harris, the corner from the Denver Broncos, being a possibility, somebody on their radar to fill in for, you know, losing Byron Jones. Because, again, that's what this free agency is about, is, you know, the Cowboys have never really been big spenders, not at least since 2012 with Brandon Carr, on these first couple of days. So it's going to be interesting to see, especially with where the league's at right now with everything that's going on in the country with the coronavirus, that, you know, there could be some good bargains if you just sit out free agency a little bit here for a day or so, and maybe that's where they are able to capitalize. But as of right now, you know, it's all got to be about Amari Cooper and bringing Amari Cooper back. That's been their plan the whole entire time. I think this roster just gets incredibly a lot weaker than I thought it could be without him. And so it'd be great to have Robert Quinn. It'd be great to have Chris Harris. It'd be great to make a move for some of these other guys. But I think everything right now has to be focused on Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's a kind of unsettling times in general for the world. But also, if you're trying to escape it and block it out and follow Cowboys free agency, I do think the NFL free agency was kind of a welcome distraction from all the things going on in the world. At first, I was kind of iffy. I kind of had some thoughts like, why is the NFL doing this? Just push it back. But it has been a very entertaining day from the free agency standpoint. It's been a welcome escape. I just hope the Cowboys can get it done with Amari Cooper, because now you're kind of flirting with disaster, because one team gives Amari a phone call and can offer him a few things, maybe a little more money, and maybe they, you know, talk him into it and they get left hanging. That's going to look really bad. So very, very interesting days ahead, and we will have it covered for you here on The Athletic. Between John, Father John Mishota, Kent Garrison, our producer, and myself, and whoever else wants to jump in on the conversation as well, we're going to have it covered. If anything breaks with Amari Cooper, maybe they end up doing a deal with Dak long-term, Robert Quinn, you name it. A lot of things could happen for the Cowboys in the next few days, and we will have you covered right here on The Athletic and on About Them Cowboys. For our producer, Kent Garrison, for Father John Mishota, I am Kevin KT Turner, and we'll talk to you soon on another edition of About Them Cowboys.